Karnosan Eskos. Greek, from Apulia, 225 to 175 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 186.00. This Eskos, or cinerary urn, is one of the largest ceramic vases in the Logie Collection. Usually this kind of vessel was used to store oil, but this Eskos was used as a grave vessel. The vase is mostly an off-white colour with a pale pink blush creeping over areas like sunburn. There are areas of the clay which appear rough in texture, like the surface is peeling away. The main structure of the Eskos is a round vessel with a flat bottom, similar in size and shape to a beach ball, standing about 40 centimetres high. Protruding from the top is an upright tubular neck resembling a drain pipe. This is not placed centrally, but on the edge closer to us when viewing the vase. A broad, flat handle, about as wide as a seatbelt strap and a centimetre thick, juts out from just behind the spout. It follows the round hump of the vase's body as it stretches away from us across the top of the vase, then bends on a right angle to reattach at the shoulder on the far side. The star decorative features of this Eskos are the delicate, detailed human and mythical figures who rise out of the body of the vessel. On the front of the Eskos, beneath the neck, is a relief sculpture of a young woman's face. She is a Gorgon, a character from Greek mythology. She has short, wavy hair made of writhing snakes and a look which could turn anyone to stone. Above her, and to either side of the neck, two tritons burst out of the vase's body. These are centaur-like sea creatures, with the heads and muscled torsos of men, the ears and legs of a horse, and horns upon their heads. Only the front halves of their bodies emerge from the vase. Each triton has his right arm stretched out, almost beckoning us to come closer, and his left arm raised as though waving at us. Their hooved front legs stretch out in front of them and are proportionally shorter than the rest of their bodies. Similarly, their human arms are spindly and thin, likely to have been broken and repaired over time. Their mouths are shaped like a round O, as if made with the point of a toothpick. On the top of the vase's body, gathered around the handle, three women stand on three small protruding platforms. The women face the centre of the vase and are slightly larger in size than a Barbie doll. They are thought to be mourners because their hands are either raised upwards or held closely to the chest. Their heads are also quietly tilted downwards and their hair pulled back into a low braid with a central parting. These women wear elegant, full-length draped robes with sandaled feet peeking out beneath. The robes worn by the figures on the left and right cover both shoulders, but the rear figure's robe falls off her left shoulder. Their dresses have tinges of yellow paint on them, and their skin appears to have traces of white. Finally, in the back of each of the women's bodies is a rectangular hole. These were likely to act as vents to prevent cracking during the baking process. Sadly, the painted decoration on the body of the vase has faded over time. Other decoration on this vase included painted sea monsters in the bare spaces on either side of the vase, which are now barely visible, even on close inspection.